on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. It's Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. What's going on other than the drama?
A lot of drama.
There's a ton of drama.
Days of Our Lives.
There's drama. There's just too much stuff. It's not a good week for, like, Zynga love.
It's been busy.
For the Zynga love.
Mm-hmm. Not much of that.
I didn't even play today or yesterday. I was just like, screw it. I was on a roll with my little goals with skill points. And then they just got overwhelmed. And I'm kind of mad at them for some of the things they've been doing. So I was just like, I haven't even played. I asked for my, you know, consumables and things like that. But that was about it.
It's not like you.
I know.
You usually still go through most of the motions. You're burning through your stamina and energy, right?
No, I haven't. Like today and yesterday, I did. I've been leveling a lot, like, because I've been playing so much, and I can serial level now if I rob in New York. Mm-hmm. And so I've been leveling like 20 to 30 times a day. And like the past 2 days, I leveled like maybe 4 times.
Wow.
Leveling hiatus.
I have.
And Pete's been busy. Have you even had a chance to play?
A little bit. I squeeze it in here and there, but yeah, I haven't had a lot of time to play. Clever. Yeah, we've had our annual technology conference that we host every year, and so I've been busy with that for the last 2 days, well, including tomorrow will be another day of it. So, yep, so we've been kind of busy with that.
How's your property going?
My property is at 11.
I actually made it to 12. I think I'm going to get to 13.
At 11. I'm telling you, 11 is the new 15.
I'm finished.
Of course you are. Everybody can finish this one.
I saw her post that.
I probably could have got further along because it's not over yet and there's still time.
You can.
This one's been easier.
No, I gave up at 11 because there's nothing I can really get beyond that. I guess I can get some. The stats might go up on the item themselves, but the reality is that will only be so good for so long.
Right.
And you can only craft so much of them. And then by the time the new loot comes out anyway.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah.
I have about 100 assassins and they're useless now. And I didn't even want the energy. I just wanted the loot because it was high at the time and it was a henchman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was silly of me.
Yep.
Well, any changes in Spockholm this week that you know?
There's a new Spocklet out that I'm not sure if it's been publicly released yet, but it will be before too long. And it's actually called the Wishlist-O-Matic. And basically the premise behind this was Ike had received a message from someone that said, can you tell me which items I don't have that are giftable? And he said, well, yeah, probably, because that information's available. So he wrote the Wishlist-O-Matic. And basically what you do is you run this. It gives you a readout of all the items that you do not have that are giftable, and then you can then share that list with other people, and from there they can share their list back with you, and then you can decide which items you want to gift them. So it's kind of like a resurrection of the trading community to a certain extent for those people that are collectors, basically, because there's not a lot of these items in this list that are going to be high stats or anything like this. This is really truly for those that just want anything that's giftable to try to be able to find a way to get a hold of some of those items. You know, and for some of us that have now, obviously, because like we were alluding to, some of the new loot came out and or has come out and has made some of the other stuff obsolete, you know, now we can get rid of some of those items that we might have three of and that we don't need anymore. And there may be a family member or, you know, another person that would, you know, take advantage of this kind of situation. So that's kind of what we were up to.
This is going to make me crazy because meanwhile, I load it up and realize how much I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's going to make me OCD going, oh my gosh, I don't have a gold 9mm gun. I don't have piano wire, all this stuff. Oh my God.
It's been kind of fun in the family too. I've seen a lot of people post. It's essentially a mega wish list of
It is.
A bunch of numbers. And I've seen people say, hey, this is my wish list. Give it a go. And I actually used Pete's account when I was testing it. And for the blog I had, I think I had 10 items he wanted.
Yeah.
And so I sent them over to him.
I got the goods.
He actually helped explain it for the blog post.
Yep.
Wow.
And I quoted you all till the end because you didn't want the Kiss My Bot campaign to get.
Yeah.
But it took off. I used it in a different post. For those of you who haven't heard or looked, the official Mafia Wars blog made a statement about scripts, and pretty much all they said is, play fair, don't use bots or scripts. No explanation, nothing. And Pete made a comment, and at the end he said, my new marketing campaign is kiss my bot.
Actually, it started it off that way. I said, kiss my bot.
You commented on the forum.
What's that?
On the blog.
On the blog, in the comments.
Oh, funny.
I said, kiss my bot, because I'm bloody sick of a constant blaming that scripts are the problem with everything that happens. And there are so many scripts that have no impact, first off, on the server load, second off, on any other player in any other part of the game, and things like that. And I even reference myself. Look, I do jobs in London, and I do jobs in Vegas, of which makes me level that has no bearing on any other player in this game. True, I can level maybe faster than other people, but I chose to put skill points into energy and stamina as opposed to putting it into attack and defense, which makes me a different player than everybody else. Right. So you can't turn around and then say, well, wait a minute, no, you're taking all your skill points that you get and you're applying them to attack because you're leveling. You know, you can't complain about what strategy I've chosen to play my game with.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest problem I think we have out there is everybody's like, oh, script users are cheaters. They're leveling too fast. And I'm getting beat by a level 3 6,000. Yeah, but most 6,000 players can't turn around and beat those people that have put attack and defense in from the beginning. So, you know, it all depends on how you build up your character, you know, to whine or cry and say that, oh, the script users are cheating. Get over it. I mean, truly. I mean, and quit blaming scripts for every other little problem that occurs in the game, because they don't all happen as a result of scripts. There's enough problems that have been proven that you can turn off every script and every toolbar and every other thing, and the problems still exist in the game. So I'm just gotten to the point where I'm just bloody irritated over the whole thing. And so that's how come I started the Kiss My Bot marketing campaign.
Was it deleted?
I don't know if it was.
No, they left it. There's a lot of stuff on there, too, that should be deleted. I think people are making fake accounts of other people and posting transcripts. It's really got the community talking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was going to save this to the end, but it's kind of relevant now. This post actually came out on the same day as several well-known high-level members had their accounts banned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Zynga never told these people why. I don't know what's all behind it. You know, we're assuming because their levels are so high, they were using script. But, you know, I see on the top list people that are just, you know, spend a lot of money on the game. So I don't know what's going on.
So they're big spenders.
I don't know. Not the people who were banned.
Oh, okay.
And so now people that are really high level are scared. And there's a lot of people upset.
And they were giving no explanation at all.
You know, and that's the thing is no explanation, so you don't know what's right. Okay, so is it a case of that you've leveled 10,000 times in a day? Then, okay, then they know you're using scripts. I mean, you're not going to be able to do that manually all day long.
It would have to be, right.
Yeah, so, okay, that's fine. But if that's the threshold that they're setting as a warning flag, then let the community know. So the community, those people that want to play cautiously can play cautiously, and those that don't can still risk whether or not their accounts are going to get banned. I mean, that's all we're asking for is tell us what we can and can't do. And I'm sorry, you can't turn around. I'm going to lay down a ground rule. You know, you can't tell us we can't use scripts. Otherwise, you got to change everything in the game so that everything can be done manually, and all the high-level players, when I say high-level, high-stamina, high-energy players, are able to burn through their stamina and their energy in a reasonable fashion manually. And right now, that still doesn't quite exist. So, can't say scripts are completely off the market because they're an essential part of this game, and I don't care what you say. Just like the Wishlistinator and other scripts like it, the Family Manager and stuff like that, all those scripts have a place in this game for people that want to understand better their character, their families, their mafia, and You can't remove that from the game. This is what people came to the game for. Yeah, there's some people out there that have no idea about scripts and they don't care what their stats are. And they come in once a day and they click a couple of buttons and they get a couple of levels and they're happy. And then there's others that are diehard players. And those people want to know statistics about their account. They want to know where it's going, how they're growing, how they progressed over time. And there is nothing in the game to capture that for them. So the script writers stepped up and they started writing those kind of things. And that you can't just back away from that's an essential part of this game. If you do, then fine. All right. Then shut it down, because you start killing off script writers and those people that are using scripts without giving them some strong guidelines on what is acceptable use, and all of a sudden now you're going to have a diminishing player base that's going to get to the point where you might as well just shut the game down. And if that's the end game, then fine. Tell us that too. You know, I'm just tired of hearing you got to stop using scripts. They're bad.
Yeah. And, you know, even what's that law? Like, if you break, do a crime three times, you get life. Like, if convicted criminals get three chances, well, why can't we as players, if you're not going to tell us what is wrong and what is abuse, let us modify our behavior off of warning messages. And not just these generic pop-up ones that everyone gets when they're not even using scripts.
Did these players get one of those at least?
Not that I'm aware of. What really, really irked me about this is Dean, he reached the level cap, and it's really weird. It's like 71,196. Makes okay. No sense. But there was one other player before him that got to that same level. And so I was like, what is the level cap? You know, I don't know. And Dean posted him hitting the level cap on like every page you can think of. You know, on my fan page, the Mafia War Gods, which he is a part of, the Scripps mod room. So it was out there. And I thought it was a good accomplishment. So I was like, oh, I should make a post about it, you know, to say kudos to him. So I make a post like titled it, "What is the level cap?" It's something we've been asking in the pack room a lot. You know, they never seem to give us an answer. But it was like the next day after I made that post, his account was banned. And I don't think that was why, because of my blog post, but a lot of people do. And the timing, I believe, was just coincidental, because I don't think they just can ban an account that fast.
Yeah, they had already had to be studying it.
Yeah, and two other accounts came out that were banned also. But I just think it's
all for level cap?
Well, I don't know. We don't know why.
But is that, that's at least what they're saying.
If I were to guess, I would say probable script abuse. But they've never told us what abuse is. So why not send him a message or a letter and say, we've detected you did this, this, and this. It's against our terms of service. Mm-hmm. We're going to ban you for 24 hours. When you come back, please adjust your play. Then
you
would
have to give an explanation. You just
And he contacted them, and they haven't even gotten back to him. And that's really wrong. I mean,
even the weekend yet, I was going to say.
Yeah. And you got to think how this guy feels. And I know there's people out there, and I've seen the comments on my blog, that are like, well, that's what he gets for using scripts. You know, and it's just like, put that aside and think of how the guy feels. Regardless of how you play your game, you've put 3 years of your life into it, and then it's just going to be taken away from you, and nobody has the decency to tell you why. You know, I don't know if he was doing something he shouldn't have been, but if he has, they at least need to let him know that.
Well, right.
And they need to let us know and give us a chance to modify our behavior. I'm still doing, I haven't even played, but when I do, I'm going to run the same scripts I always use.
Well, and you imagine in his case, he's been playing that way for 3 years. It's not like in the last month he's decided all of a sudden, you know what, I'm going to really ramp up the speed in which I'm leveling. You know, he's been playing, I'm sure. I mean, I obviously don't know all the details, but I speculate. I probably should clarify. I speculate that he is playing the same game he's basically been playing for the last 3 years and leveling as fast as he possibly can in order to get to, you know, what is perceived level in the game that is unachievable. And, you know, and that's another element of this game that Zynga still doesn't get. That's what people in this game do. This is why I want to see robbing with levels that increase. There's people in this game, and that's what drives them to stay, is that there's a perception that there may be a level out there, but I'm going to do my darndest to keep playing until I can finally figure out if there is or there isn't. There, you know, I can remember the time when there were the properties in New York, when you bought those properties, there was questions about what was the highest level of property you can buy. And there was someone went out and started buying properties over and over and over again until eventually they figured out there was a threshold.
Bossy Don.
Yeah. Well, I know, but that's
and
what
I forgot what it was. I think it was 50,000.
Something like that. But
yeah.
Someone, I mean, that's what motivates people to play this game. And if you're going to put a game out there that has the option to buy levels and continue to level and do all these different things, then there's going to be people out there that are going to want to be the highest level possible. Or if there's no threshold at all, which is another viable option, then let people go until they're blue in the face. And then just tell everybody there is no level cap. You can play till you're, you know, 190 years old.
Well, it used to be that way, and a lot of accounts got glitched, and they got something weird happened, and they just one day they were like level 300, the next they were level 3 infinity. Like, yeah. Not even the numbers wouldn't even fit on the page.
Right.
And I believe that's why they imposed the level cap to get all those accounts back to where
like
they
Chester's
should be.
Like amount of parade balloons.
Yeah, like so a number you can't define.
But again, if that's the case, then you should be able to statistically look at the data within your system and see that, wait a minute, someone went from 300 to level 6,000 or 10,000 in a day. You know, that's a little weird. But,
a bit excessive.
You know, but yeah, you go, or even greater, that you're, like you said, if you were level 20,000 and all of a sudden you're 3 gazillion, you know, if gazillion's even a number, then all of a sudden you're just like, there's something statistically wrong with that. They should be able to find that in their system, and then they should be able to fix those accounts.
I think there were so many, though. Like, I actually had one of those accounts. And I used to go to robbing boards to find other accounts like mine in the fight list because it tries to match you up based on level.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of them.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun to play on, but then, you know, when they made that level cap, it didn't get rolled back to level 25,000. It actually got rolled back to the level it was. Like, it ended up being level 82.
Yeah.
Or something. Or, you know, level 200, and now it's useless. It can't even play because they didn't roll it back correctly. Where the amount of experience you need to get to the next level is way beyond what the energy and stamina they left me with. So that account actually hasn't even been played for 2 years.
Hmm.
Wow. But it was fun when I had it.
I don't know. It just bugs me to hear that, you know, and like I say, we don't know all the details on this particular situation, but it just bugs me to hear that people are getting banned. And then the immediate assumption is that it's for script abuse. And even if it is for script abuse, then let's clarify what that abuse level is so that we can move forward with this and then all get on the same level playing field and we all understand what is and isn't. Until things change in the game, there's still a need for scripts. And if you can't recognize that, then I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think there's also a boycott that's going to happen because of this. I don't believe in boycotts. I don't think they do any good. I think they do have the opposite effect. And I would never suggest anyone participate in a boycott, but I believe the showing your support to these players who are most likely your friends is okay. But I really hope that Zynga will like give these guys a second chance. We know a lot of accounts out there that, you know, bully people, have used injections and whatnot, and they all got second chances. So why can't these guys?
Well, if they would just be honest, Zynga, and give us the facts, at least people would understand why or why not a boycott would be a good idea.
Right. And I mean,
it would save all of this trouble.
It would. And I feel bad for the other high-level players who are now scared.
Sitting on the edge of the seats wondering whether or not they're next.
I just always have to think there's got to be something to it that we just don't know, though, or I don't know.
And that's fine. And we said that. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, let us know. Let the players know. Don't just put out a blatant little statement.
Yeah, just don't say, don't use scripts.
Scripts are bad. They're evil. They're the Debo, in the infamous words of the water boy.
I would bet that they'll get their accounts back. That's just the way.
Well, it's funny. I've seen a lot of comments too saying, well, why doesn't Zynga bang the Loot Ladies account and Pistol Pete's? And they're part of the pack.
Because we're
you know, I am addicted to this game, but I don't think it would be an unhealthy thing for me not to be able to play it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
And your pocketbook would
appreciate
it. It
would make it a lot easier for you to walk away.
It would. You know, so if you want to make an example, use me. Don't use these people that have been working their asses off forever. Yeah. Now they'll probably ban me, too.
You're on
the banned list.
Yeah. Well, I think one thing this kind of has done is kind of brought people more together in the community. There's a lot of, like, it seems like there's a lot of back and forth and fights between people to say, you know, use this script versus this script.
Yeah.
And, like, senses of tension between the various groups that run scripts. And I saw this. You actually, your quote made somebody made an image, and it said in big letters, "Kiss my bot." And then it had, like, all the different script writers on it. I thought it was
funny.
Start a revolution. See, and that's the thing. You know, we need to, as a united front, and I don't mean necessarily the script writers. I mean players and everyone else just needs to continue to voice our opinions about what we want to see in this game, what we'd like to see in this game, where it should go. And, I hope, honestly, that, I don't know, I still always hold out hope that someone at Zynga will finally get it and realize this is not a bunch of crap we're throwing on the table. This is really good meat and potatoes kind of stuff that, you know, has some bearing to really changing the dynamic of this game for a long-term, as a long-term strategy, as opposed to, you know, short-term fixes. You know, I think the concept of, you know, constantly throwing out new, you know, like this robbing spree thing, you know, is they're patches to try to cover up. Why don't you focus your development time and energy fixing the core game, build the capability for scripters to do what we do that doesn't have to interfere with your system. It doesn't have to be on the fringe anymore. You know, and let us do the heavy lifting, or not the heavy lifting, but the side lifting, if you will. Let us help you build the tools that the community asks for that you guys don't have time to develop. You know, I mean, you look at so many different systems and products and everything that's out there, and, you know, almost everything lets you build on it. You know, they have what are called APIs, you know, and you can just write add-ons to these different products and services. I mean, take Firefox and take Chrome. You know, even like our toolbar is being built as an extension on top of Chrome. So we're using their API to build an extension that makes our toolbar more accessible and work smoother and more seamlessly in Chrome. Why can't Zynga just step up and realize that let us do the same thing on top of their platform and people will build on it? Heck, they build on top of Facebook's platform. They should appreciate the fundamental model that's already been put in place for a product that they put together. And it just floors me that they just can't open their eyes. And I'm sorry. I understand there's a bottom line for them and there's metrics and data that they need to collect. But I guarantee you, you make core changes to this system and you will end up getting more players and you will get players back. And you will get new players because people will come to a system that runs flawlessly and seamlessly and gets lots of add-on support that then also drives new players to the game. I don't know. I'm fed up.
I'm disgusted with it all, too.
My rant has come to an end.
I want to find a new game.
Yeah.
Well, there's always the Ville.
Well, yeah, speaking of the Ville. After I talked about the robbing spree.
Here comes a rant-o-matic.
I knew okay. That could lead to another one.
You guys know how I play. I got to finish everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we said on the last show this was going to be coming. And so they picked right after they add the new robbing spree. We got poker. We got two secret districts.
Oh, dear God.
There's a lot of stuff. So then you're like, a cross-game promotion, huh? And, you know, I liked the Bubble Safari one because they gave you a banner. They told you how much time you had. There was a timer. I don't know how much time we have, but there's four loot items you can get. It's called the Villo City, and it's car. Yeah. Stupid right. Little car. But I want the Ruby level car. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to play. And so I start playing this game, and I don't know how to play it. It's like you just click on stuff. And I'm clicking on stuff, not knowing what the hell I'm doing for like 3 hours, and I'm on level 3. And so then I went back to it in the next day, and I got nowhere. Like, then people are showing up in my bathroom. I have no idea why they're there. Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
It's like every day at your house, isn't it?
Yeah. Then I thought something was wrong with my game. I said, Mike, I think my settings is in Japanese because I can't understand what they're saying. Oh, is there an English setting? And Mike laughed. He's like, that's a Sims thing. They talk in their own little special language. So now these people are all gossiping and doing secret handshakes and using each other's bathrooms. I just
having jug contests.
Yeah, and I get the, you know, I click on some chick came into my house, so I click on it, and I get the option to make out with her. So I clicked on it just to see, like, oh, okay, this might. It wouldn't let me make out with her. And when I clicked the make out thing, the dude that was in my bathroom came running over to me. Oh, I don't want to make out with him. Yeah. I would have.
Yeah, they should allow for same sex.
I'm like, this is a weird, jacked up game. It's freaky.
I know, people come over and get in your bathtub. What's up?
Yeah, some chick took a shower. I don't like other people using my shower.
She's like, I don't OCD about it.
I use my shower. I have my own little bathroom, and I like.
God forbid any of you get in her bed.
Yeah, someone took a nap in my bed too, and that's another thing that pissed me off. To make my bedroom, I had to just get three people to respond to my request. So I sent out to everyone like 4,000 requests, and only one person responded. But the next day. So I was like, screw this. And there was some bill cash. I had like 8 of them. I don't even know how I got them. So I used like 4 of them to get this bedroom built. Uh-huh. And then I bought a bed, and then other people are sleeping in it.
And it's like Goldilocks.
I didn't see a washing machine to do the sheets. That's one thing. I would never sleep in a bed after someone else did without the sheets being washed. Mm-mm. So I started thinking about it, and I'm like, I have all these blog posts with Mafia Wars. I'm trying to play this game. We got all this drama going on. When the hell am I going to have time to sit there and click on these stupid people and figure out what this game is about? So it was very saddening, and this is going to be the first time ever that I do not get loot items offered in the game.
Dun, 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 dun.
It is just like and this, I blocked. Though. It really is.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
There's really, I can't find any differences.
It's kind in of what a difference? And,
well, with Sims, it's the same game.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, I started reading some posts about that.
It's the same game.
But what one thing I noticed but while attempting to play the fake Sims, this monster generates more posts than you can imagine. Like, every little thing you do, they want you to click a newsfeed and share. Then you try to do something, and it's like, oh, invite your friends.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I don't like doing that stuff, especially for a cross game. I don't think the Mafia Wars team said, oh, let's give these guys a cross-game promotion because they're not busy enough. I actually think that probably came from Zynga and said, all games will do a cross-game promotion. Which, you know, I made a post about this too. It's like, well, didn't Mark Pincus just tell his, when he was defending himself before the IPO went out, that we don't need old players. We got new players. We just make a new game and we get new players.
They need us more than they think.
Well, now they're using their old players to get numbers for their game.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to backfire.
Have you tried it out, Pete?
No.
Don't. Well, maybe do it to get to level 2. I did get a bronze velocity. It's not the same as the ruby, but I'm just going to live with it. And then I went to check out my pole dancer for Mafia Wars 2.
Oh, and I wonder how mine is.
It's not even active anymore. So I did it with Mafia Wars 2.
It's
and
gone?
That game, yeah, I looked at the metrics on that game, and they only have 60,000 daily players.
It doesn't like, surprise
it's
me.
It's doing bad.
Wow. Zynga's yeah. not having a great
The Ville hasn't even hit 1 million players yet. And after being out for this long, that's for a Zynga game, that's pretty sad. And this is supposed to be their time to shine because they claim they can make new games and get millions of people. Well, I think their little parade is over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to need their existing players more so than ever. So banning them for using scripts or whatever, for whatever reason. They need to give third, fourth, fifth chances. 5 at the most. Say 3 strikes, you're out, like in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my rant for the Ville.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, teach me about this robbing thing really quick because I've been waiting on you.
Okay, the robbing spree, it's actually kind of fun. You have to collect these things called knob wrenches, and you can ask for them like we did with the Hellish Hydraulics from your newsfeed. You can get up to 20 a day, and you can ask for 5 every 2 hours. Once you hit 20, you can't ask again until the next day. Then you can get 20 from free gifts, and then you can get 5 from helping other people and 5 from doing jobs. And if you activate your Taskmaster and you get, or not your lockpick bonus and you get lucky, you can get a few extra ones. So it is possible to get up to 10 a day per jobs. So you're going to get somewhere between 50 and 55 a day if you do everything you need to do to collect them. And so when you, and they give you 15 for starters just because. So it lasts for 10 days, but the collecting period of knob wrenches only lasts for 7. So if you do everything right, it's possible to get 400 knob wrenches for free. And then you go to your little robbing board. You have to pay 10 knob wrenches to activate it. And so then you pay that. They take it out of your balance. And then you get 25 houses staring you in the face. And so you go to each house. And when you rob it, it costs you 25 stamina. And the goal is to rob houses that have stuff behind it. And it can have loot items, half skill points, which need to become full skill points by finding the other half. There's stamina and energy refills. There's boosts, kind of a lot of stuff. And you want to get as much stuff as possible before claiming it. And you're allowed to have 3 alarms. And each robbing board, and we have tested this extensively. Like, we've got reward points and bought a bunch of knob wrenches. And each robbing board every time had the same amount of alarms. There were 5. And there's 1 double alarm. Once you hit 3 alarms, you lose everything. So your goal is to claim your stuff before hitting 3 alarms. Now, you can peek and see what's underneath the house. And that costs 3 knob wrenches. And I found the best strategy is going to be to spend a lot of money, or not money, knob wrenches to peek. Because if you just do it randomly and by chance, you're going to lose. You know, that double alarm makes it, you know, so you can't really get 2 alarms and say, okay, I'm safe till I get 1 more, get 1 and wait for 2. So the strategy is to go to your board and start robbing. As soon as you hit your first alarm, you're going to have to start peeking and spending your knob just to do that. And then once you peek and find 5 alarms and 1 double alarm, but don't rob them, leave them alone, because if you rob them, you're going to be out. Then the rest of the spots will have stuff under it, and you can open it and then collect everything.
I see.
So you're going to end up probably needing maybe 60 to 70 knob wrenches to clear a whole board by peeking.
Or you Where take your chances.
If you take your chances, come on, this is Zynga. You will lose. You will not get that much stuff. And I'll be happy to get an emerald item of each loot item. Now, how that works is there's 3 loot items, the lights out, a gooey cocoa, whatever. It's like a big brown truck. And I should be looking at these names, but some kind of wolf. And each board will have 3, 4, and 5 of those on it. And when you open, when you get one, as soon as you rob the next highest level, that one grays out. And same with the half skill points. When you find a half energy point, when you find the other point, the half one's going to gray out. So you end up, when you haul it in, if you peeked at everything, you end up getting 3 loot items, 1 a bronze, or 1 a gold, ruby, and emerald. So it's just a matter of luck, whichever one has the most number on that board. And then you usually get a skill point or 2 and then some energy or stamina refills. Or crappy.
Kind of like open mystery bags.
Yeah, a little bit. And you have to spend the stamina to actually rob the stuff, but the ratio is really good. I tested it out on a bunch of them and got between 91 and 102 experience for each one I robbed. So that, you know, that's putting you to like a 3.8 to 4.0 ratio. Unfortunately, it's not going to, it's not something you can keep doing to benefit you, but you just won't feel like you're wasting stamina. And I don't see the point to spend reward points on this. You can go buy skill points for cheaper. And who cares about the loot? I mean, look at my assassin and my pole dancer. We've already talked about. They're useless now. So I wouldn't get all hot and bothered over these loot items and spend money on knob wrenches trying to get them. If you got to have loot, go to the marketplace because you can buy better loot for 35 reward points. And those will add up. They cost one reward point each. If you buy them in bulk, you can get like 12 for 10 and 20 for 25.
Nice.
And then to make it very funny, they actually did a nice FAQ, and they posted it right when the event came out. It was on their customer support page and on the Mafia Wars blog, and they did answer a lot of questions. Of course, they're not going to go into strategy because that's what they want players to self-discover that. But that was probably one of the best FAQs out of them I've read, with the exception of someone made a video, and they put it right at the top. And so I'm like, oh, cool, a video. And I start it, and there's no sound. And I'm like, oh, am I on mute? I'm like, no. And then it was the screen was so small, they didn't like blow up their computer screen so you could actually see what they were doing. And it just showed a mouse like going real fast back and forth in front of everything. You're like, what the hell is this? Yeah. But I did make a funny post about it because someone commented on my blog that, hey, that's an unframed game. So their instructional video for the Rock 3, they were unframed. So it was just kind of funny. And maybe
do
like
not tolerate script use.
Yeah, about maybe 5 or 6 hours after I titled that post Lame and Unframed. They actually added a new video on their YouTube channel, and it's really cool. They spent a lot of time on this one. And so if you go watch that, they clearly like they made a big like boxes with explaining. They didn't talk, but they had, you know.
Was the next one framed? Or did they?
Yeah, it was still unframed.
Oh, okay. I thought they fixed it or something.
Yeah, the second video is really good, but that first one, I'm surprised that got by. Like, someone should have said, dude, who's this going to help? It helped us laugh. That was about it. But I actually like that they did that, and I would hope in the future, if new stuff comes out, they could do that, like, before it's even released. I think that would help a lot of people. It would have helped me write my blog post.
Mm-hmm. But it might even help to put out one of those FAQs when you ban accounts and whatnot.
Yeah. I think whoever wrote that, they should be hired to write more.
They've probably been fired by now.
Yeah, but it was done well. It, like, you know, they didn't say like how many alarms were on each board and little things like that, but I don't think that's Zynga's job. I think that's kind of player's discovery. And, like, you know, we kind of cheat by telling the community what's there so they don't have to spend so much time or reward points figuring it out. But overall, I like the Strobbing Spree feature. It doesn't really require a lot of effort. And it does kind of tempt you to want to buy those knob wrenches when you run out. But I'm not
doing it. There's just so much going on. I really couldn't focus on it yet. So I told myself I would worry about finishing my district and poker. And then I would ask you.
Well, it's not a race. As long as you do the stuff to collect your knob wrenches.
The robbing doesn't end? Why did I think it was ending?
No, it does end, but okay. I mean, you just collect your stuff every day. You don't have to actually even start robbing till the last day. It doesn't take long. You know, that's what a lot of people are doing. They're just loading up on the knob wrenches and they're going to knock it out at once. I do mine incrementally. Like
I'm going on vacation, so I'm trying to like get everything finished up that I can.
And then real quick, we got new fight loot, which was a huge disappointment because it's the 15th generation. They used the same exact categories as they did for the 14th generation. So now all you're doing is collecting new fight loot to replace your old fight loot in the categories you already had. So people aren't very happy about that. And if you have VIP membership loot, one item will help your score by +2. So it's not even fun for VIP players to try to get this loot. Hmm. It was just kind of a lame loot update.
Well, what's the deal with changing your payments over to Facebook?
Hey, that's making a lot of people pissed. I'm pretty pissed about it. It actually happened to me last month. I don't know why. Like maybe they were trying to give me a fast pass. So
guinea pig gen.
Explain it. But, and I think we may have talked about this, but now it's out to the masses. In order to keep your VIP membership going, you have to now pay Facebook and not Zynga. And I'm sure they have a deal worked out somehow. But all billing, just like when you make reward point purchases, it has to go through Facebook. So you have to migrate your billing information, and that's really, really bullshit. Sorry to
use that. What if you don't?
If you don't, you're out. Like, when you're existing, you have till August 30th. If you don't do it by then, you're not going to be able to be at VIP.
They'll see a huge decline on that.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Because we don't trust Facebook. There's no customer support. Anyone can hack into your account and get a hold of your information. I don't want Facebook. I let them have it anyways. But, you know, so now I had to give them my PayPal, and then they could get my credit card if they wanted. And I don't think it's fair, Zynga, and I'm sure Zynga's not thrilled about this. You know, don't think they did this on purpose. They're being forced by Facebook, but they could offer players other methods. You know, let us buy these with reward points. Let us go buy gift cards and buy it that way. I don't like the idea of Facebook tracking my billing. I didn't like the idea of Zynga doing it, but at least they have a billing hotline I can call. They have customer support. So if there is a problem, I know I can have a talk with somebody. Facebook, no. And a lot of people are living, and I've seen a lot of people cancel. And I guarantee you they're going to see a huge decline.
I would guarantee it almost.
Yeah. So I think they could eliminate that by offering other ways. Or just saying it's a bad idea. I'm still not convinced this whole VIP thing is a good idea. I like it because I'm doing it, but if I couldn't do it, some people are banned from purchasing from Facebook. Some people can't purchase from Zynga. You know, there's people that want to do it but can't. And then it becomes not fair. And then there's all the whining from the people, you know. It's just causes a lot of drama. I don't know if it was worth it or not for the game. For me personally, yeah, that's great. But
right.
I still want to have a game to play in a year. So sure. I think they think long term like that. And I actually spend less on reward points now as a whole. I'm spending less money on this game.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And then we got some new things coming up. The mission for the next limited time mission banner is out. It's called Riches to Rags, which kind of is funny because that could happen to Zynga.
Famous last word.
Yeah, we're going to get another Crafter's Choice event, and it has spinners or the... There's a truck with big rims, and then there's some gangster dude named Spinner Spin, or Spin a Spin, and he has a big...
Spin like, a Spin, like Flavor Flav. does he have a big old clock around his neck?
He has a big old rim around his neck.
See, he's like Flavor Flav. He's rim-o-rim.
That's pretty funny.
What's up? It's rim-o-rim. Oh, he was in, like, in a Big Brother house, wasn't he, or something like that?
No, he had his own. There was a different show.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, like Flavor of Love or something like
Flavor
that.
Flavor of Love, that's what it was.
Something like that.
That was crazy.
I get his show confused with Brett Michaels' show.
That show was dope.
And then they were probably all on Celebrity Rehab together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably. That's true, too.
And I don't know when that's coming. Just they added the ludes. And Woohoo, the next fifth... collectible stat cards are out. Who cares?
Yay.
I'm not buying them. That is one OCD thing I got over. I bought the first two sets, and I haven't bought the last three, and I'm not going to.
Oh, Zynga's breaking your habits every day.
It's my bot.
Kiss my bot.
If they unban those accounts, maybe I'll buy them. How's that? Maybe other people will too. And then we're getting... Yeah, I'm just joking. That's a waste. It's a gimmick and a waste of money. And there is some weird item was added to the inventory. It's a Chicago loot item, and it's called the wine taster. And I don't know what it's all about. So is it possible they're going to do like a 2x or 3x mastery in Chicago and that item will drop?
Let
Unfortunately, yeah, it's not going to help VIP subscribers, but it'll help everyone else. It's a henchman.
A henchman.
Yeah. Ooh. I think I'm done. How exhausting.
Wow.
I
knew we had a lot.
I am worn out from all these stupid blog posts. Every time I was going to go to bed, and I waited up for this robbing spree because I had a feeling it was going to come out. And I remember saying, I'm going to bed. And then when I woke up, I saw everyone in the Spock room going, they released it as soon as Jen went to bed.
They wait.
They do. It's the same thing happened with London. I'm like, if you really want something to come out, make sure I'm not online. That's when it will show up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Sure, that's it?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's other little tidbits, but I don't want to bore people to death.
Uh-huh. Well, do you guys have any shout-outs, Pete?
I'm just going to give a shout-out to the Spock team, to Martin and Ike. I haven't told them lately that I like many people in the game, appreciate their efforts. And I know, oh, I didn't even talk about this. I'll give you a sneak peek. We're rewriting a new Assassinator, or we. I say that term loosely. Spockholm is rewriting a new Assassinator from the ground up.
What's going to be the difference?
The big thing is performance. Oh. We're starting from scratch. One of the things that Assassinator was kind of built on an original Attack X, and then new features were added to it and everything else. And so Martin's kind of deconstructed it back to basically roots, starting back at the beginning, rebuilding it, and just trying to make it significantly more efficient and so on. So, and I think as time goes on, some of the other scripts like that may end up getting kind of revamped too. So
very nice.
It's very interesting. And then, so I just want to give a shout out to those two guys. They really do a lot for this community, and, I appreciate their efforts as well.
Oh, you guys do. You
everyone, so.
Jennifer.
Yes, I do. My shout out is to Brandon. The funniest thing happened. I'm sure people may have noticed that game requests are made. You cannot copy and paste them anymore. So, like, if you get a level up link and you want to share it with your buddy, you can't just easily copy it and paste it.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
Well, Facebook changed something in their API. They put, like, a copy blocker in it or something. So, Brandon was telling me about it. So, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll write a post about it. So, I'm writing up the post, and I was just about to publish it. And he's like, oh, I wrote a script to fix it, if you want to hang on a second. And I was like, oh, no, I'll just post it, and then I'll make a separate post about your script. And literally, it took me – he sent the script over immediately. It took me about 12 minutes to write this post. And it's called the Click Trap Remover. And he made a little user script that will eliminate it. And you can still copy and paste your links in your posts. And I don't know what happened, but this thing went viral on the internet. Like, it has gotten so many reads. It's been referenced on so many different blogs, like not Mafia Wars related. Uh-huh. And I was like, holy hell, I spent 4 hours working on this robbing spree post, and it got like a fraction of the amount of readers that read this Click Trap Remover. It's been kind of crazy at the blog.
Wow. I don't know how.
It was fun, yeah.
It's crazy.
When it was funny too, because both of us spent maybe 10, 15 minutes doing this. And yet stuff you spend hours on, doesn't get read much. And granted, I know there's not as many Mafia Wars players as there are Facebook users that this would interfere with. Mm-hmm. But so my shout out was to him because that was really cool.
Yeah, really awesome. I freaked out when you could post.
Viral. Well, it must affect other games. I know it got a lot of hits from this Farmville blog.
Mm-hmm. It affected anything that you wanted to copy and paste.
It was all over the internet.
Wow. Well, awesome, Brandon. You go.
Yeah.
This is our future. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Old Man Chester. It's his birthday tomorrow, today, show day.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, he doesn't stay up late enough to record with us anymore because he's old.
Now, when you say old, how old is he?
He's so old.
If he's younger than me and Pete, we're going to smack you.
No, he's older than us all, isn't he?
I don't think so.
He's not here to defend himself. He is.
So here,
he needs to defend that. He can come on.
Old people.
No, I'm pretty sure we're the same age. I think all of us are pretty much the same age.
Hey there, Sonny. How's it going? You still playing Mafia Wars? No, I left that game ages ago. We're out of here.
Want to be like Pete. We should call it a wrap.
Yeah.
We're done.
Should have wrapped this up.
Flavor Flav!
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.